Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Laugh and Learn. Today, we're diving into the world of tissues. But first, let's kick things off with a little quiz. Which tissue type do you think would win in a group project?
Oh, that's easy. Nervous tissue. They'd over-prepare, send out reminders, and they'd probably create a PowerPoint that no one asked for.
Not so fast. I'd argue muscle tissue would take the gold. I mean, they'd literally carry everyone else through the project.
Fair point. But let's not forget about connective tissue. They're the ones holding everything together, making sure no one falls apart, literally and figuratively.
Right on. But imagine if epithelial tissue got involved. They'd be the stylish bouncers at the door, deciding who gets in and who stays out of the project.
Now, that's a project I'd want to be part of. Just picture it, a muscle flexing, nerves buzzing, and connective tissue keeping the vibe intact.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you might even learn something. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of these tissues. All right, let's dive into our first tissue type, epithelial tissue. Think of it as the stylish bouncers of the body, always at the door, deciding who gets in and who doesn't. They're selective, protective, and sometimes a bit dramatic, wouldn't you say?
No kidding. I mean, they're like the VIP section of a club. You've got simple squamous epithelium, which is all about that sleek, smooth look, perfect for places like the lungs where gas exchange needs to happen fast.
And then there's the pseudo-stratified epithelium, which is basically the overachiever trying to look fancy. It's got that layered effect, but really it's just one layer pretending to be more. Kind of like me at a fancy party.
Satha is spot on, Liam. And let's not forget about cuboidal and columnar epithelium. These guys are the body's secret agents. They're often found in glands and the digestive tract, keeping things running smoothly while looking fabulous.
Right, and they're not just pretty faces. Epithelial tissues also have a knack for secretion and absorption. Think about how they line your intestines, absorbing nutrients like pros.
Exactly. And if they're not doing their job, it's like a bouncer letting in all the wrong people. Hello, infections. So we really need to appreciate these stylish bouncers for keeping our bodies safe.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You might even learn something. Remember, epithelial tissue is crucial for protection and regulation. So next time you see a bouncer, think of them as a tiny protective layer in your body. Next up, let's talk about connective tissue, the social glue of the body. It's the kind of tissue that's always there, holding everything together, like that friend who insists on organizing group outings. Without it, we'd be a hot mess.
No kidding. Connective tissue is like duct tape. Versatile and indispensable. You've got loose connective tissue, which is all about filling in the gaps, and dense connective tissue, which is more like the bouncer at the club, keeping things secure.
Speaking of duct tape, I've got a theory. If connective tissue were a person, it'd be the one showing up with snacks to every gathering. It's supportive, space-filling, and always ready to lend a hand, or a fiber.
Spot on! And let's not overlook the different types, like adipose tissue, which is basically the body's way of saying, hey, I've got your back and your front. It stores energy and cushions organs.
Right. And then there's blood. Some might say it's just a vibe, but it's actually there's a connective tissue too. It's like the emotional support fluid of the body, always circulating and keeping things flowing smoothly.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the extracellular matrix, which is like the party venue for all these cells. It's where the magic happens, providing structure and support.
You'll laugh! You'll cry! You might even learn something! Connective tissue is crucial for maintaining the integrity of our body's structure. So, next time you see a roll of duct tape, think of it as a tribute to our connective tissue. All right, let's flex our muscles and talk about muscle tissue, the overachieving jocks of the body. You've got three types, skeletal, cardiac, and smooth. Each has its own unique flair, but they all share one thing in common. They love to move.
No kidding. Skeletal muscle is like the show-off at the gym, always flexing and showing off those biceps. It's striated, voluntary, and ready to lift anything from groceries to heavy weights.
And then there's cardiac muscle, the dependable partner in this workout. It's got that strong beat, pumping blood like a heartthrob at a concert. You can't help but admire its endurance.
Spot on, Liam. But let's not overlook smooth muscle. It's the underappreciated overachiever, working behind the scenes in places like your intestines and blood vessels. It contracts without you even thinking about it, like a stealthy ninja.
Right. And when it comes to contraction, it's like a synchronized dance. Skeletal muscle is all about those powerful moves, while cardiac muscle keeps the rhythm going. Then smooth muscle, it's the quiet one, just doing his job without any fanfare.
Exactly. And let's not forget ATP, the real MVP here. It fuels all these contractions, giving muscle tissue the energy to do its thing. Without ATP, we'd be in big trouble.
You'll laugh, you'll cry. You might even learn something. Muscle tissue is essential for movement and function. So next time you hit the gym, remember, you're channeling your inner muscle tissue. So let's dive into nervous tissue, the brainy introverts of our body. These tissues are all about sending signals and processing data. If neurons were people, they'd be the ones in the corner at a party, quietly observing while keeping track of everything.
Right on. Neurons are like group chat admins, constantly sending messages and making sure everyone's on the same page. But they can also melt down under pressure, kind of like me during finals a week.
No kidding. And then there are the glial cells, which are like the unsung heroes keeping everything running smoothly in the background. They're the ones making sure the neurons have what they need to function.
Spot on, Liam. Without glial cells, neurons would be lost, like a ship without a captain. They provide support, nourishment, and even help with repair.
Speaking of repair, let's not forget about the reflex arc. It's like the ultimate emergency response team, quick and efficient. You touch something hot and bam, your body reacts before you even realize it.
Exactly. It's like your body's built-in fire alarm system. No one wants to be the person who ignores the alarm and ends up with a burnt finger.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you might even learn something. Nervous tissue is crucial for communication and reaction. So, next time you feel a twitch, just remember, it might be your nerves working overtime. All right, let's dive into some audience curiosities. We've got a question here. Which tissue type has the most drama? I mean, come on, that's got to be epithelial tissue, right? They're always regulating what gets in and out like it's a high-stakes audition.
Fair point. But I'd argue nervous tissue takes the cake. They're the ones sending signals under pressure. And let's be honest, they're the most likely to have a meltdown during finals week.
No kidding. I can just picture neurons freaking out, sending out emergency alerts like code red, too much caffeine. Speaking of drama, we also got a question about blood. Is it a tissue or just a vibe?
Oh, that's a classic. Blood is definitely a connective tissue. It's like the emotional support fluid of the body, always circulating and keeping things together.
Odd, right. And it's got those red blood cells doing all the heavy lifting, while plasma just floats around like it's at a spa day.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the white blood cells. Those are the body's little bodyguards, always ready to fight off invaders. They're like the bouncers of the bloodstream.
You'll laugh, you'll cry. You might even learn something. So, whether it's the drama of epithelial tissue or the support of blood, our bodies are full of fascinating stories. Keep those questions coming. All right, it's time for our host highlights. Let's share our spirit tissues, those that resonate with us the most. I'm going to pick muscle tissue. It's energetic, dynamic, and always ready for action. Plus, who doesn't love a good workout metaphor?
Fair point. I'm going to go with the nervous tissue. It's complex and intricate, always processing information and keeping us on our toes. I mean, without it, we'd be lost in a world of sensory overload.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. I'm claiming connective tissue as my spirit tissue. It's the unsung hero, holding everything together, literally. Who else is going to keep the organs and the team intact?
Spot on, Liam. Connective tissue is like the glue of our bodies. It's always there, supporting us even when we don't realize it.
Oh, Right, and the muscle tissue. It's all about that energy and movement. It's the life of the party, while nervous tissue is the one analyzing the guest list.
Exactly. Each of these tissues plays a unique role in our bodies. Just like us in this podcast, we're a team of tissues working together to keep the conversation lively.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You might even learn something. So, whether you're a muscle, nerve, or connective tissue, remember, we all have our part to play. So, as we wrap up this episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the four tissue types we've explored. Epithelial tissue, the stylish bouncers, keep our bodies protected and selective about what gets in and out. They're like the VIP section of our anatomy.
Right on. Then we have connective tissue, the social glue that holds everything together. It's supportive, versatile, and without it, we'd be a jumbled mess, like a bad IKEA assembly.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Muscle tissue is next, the overachieving jocks of the body. They're all about movement, energy, and showing off those gains.
And let's not forget nervous tissue, the twitchy thinkers. They send signals, process information, and keep everything running smoothly, like the unsung heroes of our bodily functions.
So true. Each tissue type plays a critical role, and together they form the intricate web of life that keeps us functioning. It's a beautiful teamwork scenario at the microscopic level.
Exactly. So whether you're flexing your muscles or sending signals through your nerves, remember that all these tissues are working together to keep you going strong.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You might even learn something. Let's celebrate the teamwork of our body's microscopic heroes. Until next time, keep those tissues healthy. Well, folks, we've reached the end of our tissue adventure. Remember, whether it's the stylish bouncers of epithelial tissue or the dependable muscle jocks, each type plays a vital role in keeping our bodies functioning.
No kidding. From connective tissue being the emotional support we didn't know we needed, to nervous tissue keeping us on our toes. Literally, it's all about teamwork at the microscopic level.
Spot on. So, as you go about your day, think about how these tissues work together. They're like the ultimate squad, making sure everything runs smoothly.
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You might even learn something. So, keep your barriers tight and your signals sharp.